You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC Securities Exchange has had a good day. Time now for the 5 o'clock shadow, where we review the JSE trading day with Nick Kunze, who is a portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth in Johannesburg. And this podcast is proudly brought to you by sharenet.co.za. What on earth happened today? Suddenly we took off, and that's with the S&P down, other markets looking a little bit shaky, though not down too much. We went on our own to the upside today, Nick.
Lindsay, good evening to your listeners. One word, the Rand. It was all about the Rand. And in fact, at one stage, the Rand was almost 2% weaker against the dollar. Initial thoughts were everyone was concerned about the rating agency on Friday, and maybe there's been a sniff that there's a downgrade. But it was actually not as simple as that. Concerns over emerging markets with Turkey sort of front and center at the moment. That market was actually down. Turkish market was down 7%. Their banking index was down 8%. And rumors doing the rounds of pretty much something like 750% required on their swaps for default on their rates. So what all of us thought was a fairly simple story was in fact affecting us all the way over in Turkey.
We did speak about the rand on the opening this morning. We said the range is 1425 to 1455, or rather I put that forward and said, yeah. I asked you the simple question, what is the line of least resistance? Is it the dollar to the upside or the dollar to the downside? In other words, the rand to the downside, etc. And we both agreed it was probably the rand to the downside. Yeah. And it hasn't cracked yet, but it's certainly threatening to do so.
Certainly threatening. I think when we spoke in the last week, we both said, yes, you know, more likely to hit 15 before it hits 14. And it certainly feels that way. You know, the trade, you know, at one stage blew out to almost 14.66 against the dollar. That was round about sort of midday today when it really started accelerating. But it's come back a bit, 14.60. But you got to say, I mean, it doesn't matter which way you look at this chart. It looks like it really feels like it wants to push towards that sort of 14.75. I saw a little bit of commentary doing the rounds in my email box today about it was a big technical level apparently at 14.55. Not that I'm a chartist, but apparently once that broke through the sort of gates open, and we did see a pretty strong move, almost 7 cents upwards. But it feels like a bit of consolidation now, but a very jittery market, Lindsay. It feels like walking on eggshells at the moment on the JSE.
Indeed. Nasdaq's up 2.9%, I think, going into the close. Let's call it a 3%. That's the big driver of a JSE. All share index was up 0.9%. In fact, before we get on to the individual shares, let's have a look at the local indexes. The banks on the JSE today up 1.3%. Financials up 0.7%. Industrial shares were 0.8% to the good. Retailers gained 0.4%. Resources up 1.5%. Gold shares spoiled it a little bit by falling by 0.4%. Platinum's flat. Flat plats. The all share itself, 56,149 on value traded of 20.4 billion. And as I said, that all share move to the upside was just under 1%. So a pretty good day.
It's a very good day. I mean, it's a, definitely. There's not much to add to that. Other than I will say this, if you have to drill down like you've just done now and drill down into the numbers, you know, 80% of our market is pretty much rand hedges. If you look at the industrial space and a lot of the local guys, you know, they really didn't do a great deal. I mean, this was all about the rand hedges. And as that rand went down, you know, we started to run. But you know what? We'll take it. You know, we'll take it back over, you know, nicely over the levels. And technically, they're all share looking good. And top 40 almost cracking that 50,000 level too. So it's been a good week so far.
Been a great week. Hasn't been a great week for EOH, though. EOH today, I think the number is 11. 11 Rand per share nearly. 11% down. So
exactly, the 11s and the 11s. Lindsay, I don't know. I mean, I've seen, it is a horror story, and, you know, not disrespecting any shareholders that have been holding it. I mean, it's almost like a bit of a black hole of news flow as well. I mean, you know, we spoke on a podcast, a couple of podcasts ago about, you know, how not to do it. You know, there's been no news flow out of the company. I think we saw Stephen Collier make a comment yesterday at Business Day. That's the first commentary we've seen in 4 or 5 days, while the stock's been down 4, 5, 6% consecutively. And yesterday also another 4%, 11% today. I mean, this stock was 170 rand. So I wish I could tell you that it's because of X or because of Y, but it almost feels like in this age of instant communication and social media and the ability for people to get instant news, the fact they're not saying anything is almost adding to this downfall. That's the only thing I could summarize on that, Lindsay. But not a good story.
No, it's not a good story. It's going to hopefully be a good story tomorrow when the South African Reserve Bank either, as an outside chance, cuts interest rates or leaves interest rates unchanged with some kind of positive statement accompanying that move. But the real one that's starting to worry a lot of people now as we get closer to it is in 48 hours' time we'll have the Moody's story. Some people saying they'll go straight to junk, other people saying they'll leave it as it is at the moment. And I think the middle ground is that we will be put on negative watch. What do you think?
Sure. Do not hold me to this, but I'm leaning more towards the fact they might downgrade us. You know, I don't see, you know, we did quite a strong analysis of all the other countries that are rated by Moody's sub-investment grade, which is BA-, the likes of Brazil, the likes of Hungary. There's quite a few in the basket of very similar demographics and makeup of similar to South Africa. And their fiscal positions are all a lot better than us. They have a better debt to GDP. They have you know, better unemployment, better CPI, the list can go on. The only caveat that we do have in South Africa is that the majority of our debt is not dollar-based. You know, it's all rand-based, which is actually going in our favor.
Yes.
But I would say on the face of it, we should be downgraded. There's no doubt about it. But leading into your commentary, you know, with, what is it, 5-6 weeks to go to elections, that might be the only saving grace, is they do put us on a negative watch and say, look, we'll touch base and we'll reconvene after elections and see where we are. But unfortunately, my gut says to me, and the way this rand's trading, notwithstanding the emerging market little Turkey story as well, the way that it's trading, it feels like a downgrade is imminent, unfortunately.
I think personalities, despite what the rating agencies and the economists may say, and that everyone is very analytical, they're human beings. And I think the fact that we have Cyril Ramaphosa rather than Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro, and we have Lesecha Kanyago at one of the pillars of our financial institutions. And Tito Mboweni, et cetera, and Pravin Gordhan, they'll say, look, these chaps, give them a chance, and we'll...
Yeah.
So we're going to give them a chance when it comes to the ratings. Other people might say, well, no, I'm sorry, they've had enough chances over the last 25 years. Get on with it. Let's have a look at the other indicators before we get on to the movers up and down on the JSE today. Dollar rand, 14.61 at the moment. Against the pound, the rand is 19.28. Against the euro, 16.42. The euro dollar, 1.12.45, edging higher. The dollar edging higher, the euro edging weaker, and why shouldn't it with the Brexit debacle continuing to astound us all? The gold price, $13.11, down $4 an ounce. Platinum, $8.56, down $3.50. Palladium price, down 4.4% today. That's a big one. Palladium, $14.49, down 67. 67, that's a hell of a big move there for palladium, dollars per ounce, that is. And Brent crude oil, $67.93, down 6 cents per barrel. That's Brent crude in London. Overseas stock markets at the moment, my screen says Dow Jones is 0.3% weaker, and the FTSE, as the JSE closed, barely changed, just very slightly weaker. What about the shares that moved up and down today? Top five, bottom five, what have you got there?
All right, let's run through them. So top five on the leaderboard, that unloved Tongaat Hewlett, top of the leaderboard, 11.8% up at R20.85.
Blimey.
Followed by... Yeah, we've got REIT, some of the properties are RDI REIT. We have Lighthouse Capital, but the smaller caps. Steinhoff International continuing its recent run. That obviously well received with this the spin-off with Cup this morning, this book build. That's up 4% at R1.82. And then we've got Allied Electronics, R19.19. It's up 3.6%. On the flip side, on the bottom, we have, as you pointed out, that long-suffering EOH. As you said, all the 11s down. Last trade, 11.24, down 11%. RCL Foods, not very well received on trading up there recently as well. R13.10, down 9%. And then Cup Industrial Holdings, down 56%, 7.41%. But we know what that was. That was that book build today. So once that's out the way, I wouldn't be surprised if we see this on the top end in the next couple of days. And then Fortress REIT, 10.87, down 6.62%. Liberty 2 Degrees, down 5.78%. So a bit of a mixed bag. Can't even say if it's the financials or not. It's quite mixed. But nice to see Tongaat Hewlett after so many down days actually looking a bit decent. And decent volume on that share too.
Had to happen. What are the next couple of days we have in prospect? And you will cover it with me, starting with the opening tomorrow morning. Nick, thank you so much for your time. That's Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth speaking to us from Johannesburg. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with ShareNet.co.za.